Welcome. In this lesson, I'm going to show you how to tune an old school drum and bass ride groove in Ableton Live 12 using resampling workflows to get that classic jungle vibe. We'll focus on stock Live devices, resampling, warp and clip transpose, sampler and simpler, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, redux, beat repeat, and practical resampling techniques you can reuse across projects. Example tempo for everything I do is 170 BPM. But you can run this anywhere from 160 to 175. First, a quick overview of what you'll end up with. By the end of this lesson, you'll have several resampled ride takes, dry, lofi and wide slash processed, a tuned ride instrument in sampler, mapped and playable across a MIDI range, a short groove with swing and ghost notes that sits in a jungle context, a resampling workflow you can repeat to build multiple tuned ride kits. Let's get into the step-by-step preparation. Sourcing and session setup. Load your ride loop or single ride hit into an audio track. If you're using a drum rack, solo the ride output so you're only hearing the cymbal. Set the project tempo. I use 170 BPM in the examples. Make sure you've got a clean ride signal to work from before you start resampling. A quick pitch analysis. Start by getting a ballpark pitch. Drop the tuner device on the ride track. Play a full strike or a loop and see what note the tuner suggests. Cymbals are often inharmonic and unstable, so if tuner is jumpy, use spectrum instead. Solo a sustained section of the ride and look for the strongest harmonic peak in spectrum that gives you a starting root note region, for example somewhere around G3. B. Create resampling tracks and record takes. Create a new audio track and name it resample. Ride dry. In the track's input chooser, set audio from to resampling. Arm the track to record. Solo the ride source so only the ride is being captured, and record a 2 to 8 bar loop of the ride groove. Duplicate that resampled track twice and rename the copies resample, ride lofi and resample, ride wide. We're going to capture 3 distinct characters so you can layer later. C. Apply different processing chains. Before you resample, set up 3 chains on the source or via returns, then solo each chain when you record its resample. Dry chain. Minimal processing. Use EQ8 to high pass at around 200 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble, and trim a touch of high shelf at 8K Hz if it's too bright. Lofi chain, add character with saturator, drive around 4 to 6 dB and soft clipping. Use redux with bit rates at around 8-10 and downsample of 6-9, dip the highs a couple dB above 10K Hz. Optionally, add subtle vinyl character through another saturator stage if you like. Wide slash swung chain, auto filter with a low pass around 6-8K Hz. And assign LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 at a very small amount for motion. Increase stereo width with utility to around +40%. Add a subtle grain delay with spray 0.1-0.3 and time around 1632ms. Dry slash wet 10-15% to smear tiny delays for stereo interest. Record each chain into its respective resample track. You now have 3 flavors to work with. D. Consolidate and prepare the clips. Trim each recorded take so you have a clean loop or phrase, then consolidate the clip. Enable warp on each consolidated clip. For percussive material, use warp mode. Beats for preserving transients when you adjust pitch slightly. If you plan larger pitch shifts and want timbral preservation, use Complex Pro. Decide whether to keep clips independent of master tempo. If you want fixed pitch regardless of tempo, turn off master tempo warping. Use the clip view's transpose field for coarse semitone moves and attune for fine scent adjustments. As a rule, do semitone shifts first and then scents. Typical adjustments are within ±0.3 semitones and ±50-100 cents for musical placement. E. Tune to key. Precisely identify your project key, say D minor. Decide where the ride should sit so it doesn't clash with the bass. Typical ride roots live around G3 to C4. Play the ride hit while monitoring tuner or spectrum and note the present pitch. Shift the clip by whole semitones with clip transpose to reach the nearest target note. Then fine-tune with detune in cents until the tuner reads the desired pitch. Remember, 1 semitone equals 100 cents. If the cymbal is ambiguous, choose a harmonic partial that sits musically with the key and trust your ears. If it clashes with bass, move the ride up or down 2 to 4 semitones and listen. F. Create playable tune slices in sampler. You have 2 main options. Option 1. Slice a new MIDI track. Consolidate a full cycle of the ride groove and right-click the clip. Choose slice a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing and target sampler or simpler to create mapped slices. Option 2. Single consolidated sample in sampler. For chromatic playability, create a new MIDI track. load sampler, and drag your consolidated tuned resample into sampler zone area. In sampler zone tab, set the root key to the MIDI note that matches your tuned sample. For example, set root to G3 if that's where you tuned it. Leave sampler transpose and attune at 0 since you already tuned the sample. In sampler, adjust a few parameters. Pitch envelope, very short attack, 0-10 ms, sustain around 60-80% if you want body, decay between 60-200 ms. Amount small, maybe 1/12 semitones, to get a subtle pitch drop on hits for a bite. Filter, low bass around 610 khz with low resonance for warmth. Mono / legato / glide, set as you need for overlapping stabs or glide behavior. G. Expressive modulation and layering make an instrument rack and create two chains, clean and lofi. Load the dry tuned sample in one chain and the lofi resample in the other. Map a macro to blend between them. Use an LFO, either Live's LFO device or sampler's internal LFO, to modulate pitch or filter for small motion. Set velocity to control both volume and sample start so soft hits are thinner and hard hits are brighter. H. Groove and playing technique. Open the groove pool and either pick an old school swing preset or create one with heavy swing. A good starting point is Quantes to 1/16, timing around 60-75, and a little randomization for human feel. Drag the groove onto your ride MIDI clip. Program stabs on off beats. Use swung 16ths, 16th triplet rolls, and ghosted 32ndes to emulate jungle rolls. If you need the kick to cut through, sidechain the ride to the kick with the compressor in sidechain mode. Fast attack and a medium release, around 80-180 ms. I. Final resample or stem. When you're happy, print the instrument to audio for use in your arrangement. Create a final tuned ride instrument stem by recording the instrument to a new audio track using resampling, or freeze and flatten the MIDI track, then consolidate. Save the instrument rack as a preset for quick recall. Common mistakes to watch for over warping percussive rides: aggressive warp settings, smear transients, and ruin tuning. Prefer beats for transients, and only use Complex Pro when you must. Double detune. Don't transpose both a clip and set an incorrect sampler root at the same time. That gives unexpected pitch shifts. Phase issues when layering. Dry, wide, and lofi layers can cancel. Nudge clips by a few milliseconds or test phase invert in utility to find the best alignment. Overdoing processing. Too much bit reduction or aggressive low pass removes the sizzle that makes a ride cut through. Keep an untouched dry layer for clarity. Not matching the bass. If the ride sits in the same low area as bass, you'll get masking. Tune the ride above the bass fundamentals and use surgical EQ if needed. Pro tips: multi-root mapping. Create multiple sampler zones with different root keys or colors for quick chromatic stabs. Micro detune for width. Duplicate the tuned sample. Detune the copy by plus or minus 8/14 and pan left and right for stereo width, without heavy phase issues. Aggressive pitch envelopes. Fast downward pitch envelopes. Attack 1-8 ms. Decay 60-160 ms. Amount minus 6 to minus 18 semitones. Give classic metallic stabs. Try minus 12 semitones for a familiar old school sound. Beat repeat. Use it subtly to make stuttered fills. Interval 1/8 or 1/16. Gate short, low variation. Resample the best passes into new samples for more unique stabs. Save everything as an instrument rack preset with mapped macros so you can recall tuned ride kits fast. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes goal. Make a 4-bar tuned ride loop at 170 BPM. 1. Load a ride loop or hit and record a 4-bar loop. 2 minutes. 2. Create 2 resamples, dry and lofi. 5 minutes. 3. Warp and tune the dry clip to D minor using tuner or spectrum and clip transpose plus to tune. 7 minutes. 4. Load the tune dry clip into sampler, set the root key, and add a short pitch envelope. 5 minutes. 5. Make an instrument rack with dry and lofi chains and map a macro to blend. 5 minutes. 6. Program a 4-bar MIDI groove with swung 16ths and ghosted 32ndes. 8 minutes. 7. Render the 4-bar groove to audio and compare layered versus single layer. 3 minutes. Recap: we covered how to analyze and tune ride material using tuner and spectrum. Record multiple process takes via resampling, warp and precisely transpose and detune clips, and load consolidated audio into sampler with correct root key mapping. We looked at layering, pitch envelopes, groove pool swing, and subtle effects like saturator, redux, auto filter, and beat repeat to capture the jungle vibe. Keep a dry layer for clarity, watch phase when layering, and save your tuned rack presets so you can reuse them. Extra coach notes: Quick hacks and workflow shortcuts for faster pitch detection. Isolate a harmonic by duplicating the clip and using EQ8 as a band pass centered between 2 and 6 kHz with a high Q, then read that with spectrum or tuner. If the analyzer struggles, boost gain temporarily with utility. Follow the semitone then scent approach. Always do coarse semitone shifts in clip transpose first. Then fine-tune with the tune. Keep originals named with suffix RAW, and tuned versions with the root note in the file name for repeatability. When a cymbal's fundamentals are ambiguous, choose a partial that sits above your bass fundamental, usually G3 to C5, and use small detune tweaks to lock it musically. Multi-sampling is the highest quality route but takes time. A practical compromise is multi-sample every 3-4 semitones and let sampler interpolate. Zone setup. Set exact root notes in sampler and use overlapping zones to avoid hard timbral jumps. Troubleshooting checklist. Check clip transpose vs sampler root. Invert phase on layers to find cancellations. Toggle warp off if warp smeared transients. And resample problematic pitches rather than stretch them too far. A few creative ideas to explore: reverse a tiny pre-attack slice and layer for a sucked-in transient. Make call and response chains tuned to different intervals, triggered by velocity zones. Create macros that micro-shift alternate notes by sense for a vintage detuned vibe.